time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Yeah, and go to hallelujah.
Lift your hands to the Almighty God.
And I want you to kiss your Lord and Agbara.
And just bless His holy name.
Yes, bless you. Oruko mi mo re.
Remember, when there is life, there is hope.
E je ka ran tin pe nigba ti ireti ba wa, iye yo wa.
When there is life, there is hope.
Nigba ti a ba ji wa lalaafia ireti be.
As long as we are alive, we know that our tomorrow will still be all right. Praise Him. Praise Him for life. That we are still here. Alive. And well. Give Him all glory. Give Him all honor. Bless His holy name. Thank Him for waking you up this morning. Thank Him that this morning you open your eyes and you can see. Your ears can see
hear.
And your mouth can see speak. Your hands are still moving. Praise Him that you dress yourself this morning. Give Him all glory, all honor, all adoration. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you all glory and honor. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship.
Amen.
Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your holy name. King of glory. Ancient of days. The Lord. Strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord who has never lost a battle. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. This morning, we're here to have an encounter with you. Everybody here this morning, and the families we represent, fight our battles for us.
Amen.
Almighty God, fight our battles for us.
Amen.
God of victory, give every one of us victory this morning in Jesus'
name.
Amen. Visit your children. Take all the glory. And like never before, let this month be a glorious month for us.
Amen.
No matter what the devil may try, let us enter the new year with joy.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I shake hands with one or two people and say good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning. God bless you. And then you may be seated. Luke chapter 5.
We Luke,
Verse
1
to
7.
Luke
5,
verse
1
to
7.
And you find it, say amen. Luke 5:1-7. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship.
O si wo oko ninu awon oko na ti se ti Simoni o si be ki o te si eyin die kuro ni ile o si joko o si nko ijo eniyan lati inu oko na.
Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught.
Bi o si ti dake oro iso o bi fun Simoni pe ti si ibu ki o si ju
Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Simon said, O si bipe, wi fun pe olukoni gbogbo oru ana le awa fi sise awa ko si mu nkan sugbon nitori oro re.
And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break.
And
they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink.
And
I want to prophesy to someone this morning that very soon you will need the assistance of neighbors to carry your blessings.
Amen. Like jojo e ma nilo awon aladugo yin lati ran yin lowo lati ko awon ibuko yin.
Here we know we have a story of Peter.
Mi yi lati ri ton Peteru.
A story we know very well.
E ton ti amo dara dara.
Peter was a fisherman.
Peteru ji apeja.
Strong. And fisherman.
Eni to ji apeja to di akikoju.
Hard working fisherman.
Eni to nsise kara kara gege bi apeja.
He doesn't walk during the day alone. He walked throughout the night.
Ije losagaga nikan lo gba lati ma sise. O ma npeja tire ni gbogbo asale oru.
But in this particular story, he fished all night and he caught nothing.
Sugba ninu itan yi gaga ni gbogbo oru lo fi sise ipeja sugba ko pa gaga.
He didn't catch a single fish. No matter how small.
And
so he failed. In spite of all his efforts, he was a failure. And because he lived by selling fish. And there was no fish to sell. You know the meaning of failing. It means it leads to poverty. And when a man keeps throwing the net and bringing it in, throwing the net, bringing it in, and there's nothing coming each time,
nígbà tí èyàn bá sì ju àwọn sódò tó ń fà á jáde tó sì ju sódò tó ń fà á jáde tí kò sì sí nǹkan kan tó pa nígbàkúgbà.
You can understand he was a frustrated man.
Bákan náà ni a ó sì mọ̀ dájúdájú pé ó jẹ́ ẹni tí ó ti ní ìpòrúru ọkàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí ènìyàn.
Not only that.
Èyí ni kankan.
This man made so many efforts, but there's nothing to show for it.
Arákùnrin yìí sá gbogbo ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ipá, ṣùgbọ́n kò sí ohun kan tí a lè fi sọ pé èrè ìdí ipa sísà rẹ̀ rí.
All his efforts were fruitless.
Gbogbo àwọn ipa tó sà pátápátá ló jẹ́ èyí tí kò léso.
So you could understand why he was an anxious man.
Ìdí rèé tí o fi gbọ́dọ̀ yé wa wípé bí ọkùnrin ṣe gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tí ọkàn rẹ̀ gbé sókè láti wá ohun kan tí ó dára.
Was worried.
Ó jẹ́ ẹni tí ọkàn rẹ̀ pòrúru.
Was worried because if when he was young and strong he couldn't catch fish, what's going to happen when he gets old?
Ọkàn rẹ̀ bàjẹ́ nítorí wípé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀dọ́ tó sì lágbára tó lókun tó lè ṣiṣẹ́ àti pẹja tí kò pa nǹkan kan nígbà tí ọjọ́ alẹ́ bá dé nǹkan tó bá dàgbà kí ni yóò ṣẹlẹ̀.
And he learnt no other trade.
Kò sì sí iṣẹ́ mìíràn tó mọ̀ ọ́n ṣe.
He didn't go to school.
Kò lọ ilé ìwé.
So what's going to happen when he's old?
Kí ló máa wá ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà tí ọjọ́ gbó bá dé?
But he had a single encounter with God.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ní àǹfààní ìbápàdé kan pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
One single encounter.
Ìbápàdé ẹ̀ẹ̀kan ṣoṣo ni pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
And everything changed.
Ohun gbogbo sì yípadà pátá.
Good news for someone here today.
Mo ní ìròyìn ayọ̀ fún ẹnìkan ní ilé òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Because of the encounter you are going to have with God this morning.
Nítorí ìbápàdé tí ó ní pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
The story of your life is going to change completely.
Amen. Ètò ayé rẹ yóò yípadà pátápátá.
That single encounter he had with God.
Ìbápàdé ẹ̀kan ṣoṣo tó ní pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run yìí.
Change his failure to success.
Ó yí ìkùnà rẹ̀ padà sí àṣeyọrí.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
Ìwé Fílípì oríkẹ́rin ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
Philippians 4 verse 13.
Ìwé Fílípì oríkẹ́rin ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá.
Bible says I can do all things.
Bíbélì sọ pé mo lè ṣe ohun gbogbo.
Through Christ which strengthens me.
Nípasẹ̀ Jésù ẹni tí ó fi ogun fún mi.
I can do all things successfully.
Mo lè ṣe ohun gbogbo ní àṣeyọrí.
Because I have someone who will supply the strength.
Nítorí pé mo ní ẹnìkan tí yóò fún mi ní ogun àti agbára láti ṣe.
In Isaiah chapter 41.
Nínú ìwé Àìsáyé oríkọ̀kànlélẹ́ ogójì.
Verse 10-13.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá dé kẹtàlá.
Isaiah 41 verse 10-13.
Àìsáyé oríkọ̀kànlélẹ́ ogójì ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá sí kẹtàlá.
The Almighty God made a promise.
Ọlọ́run alágbára ṣe ìlérí kan níbẹ̀.
He said, "Fear not."
Onímọ̀ṣẹ́ bẹ̀rù.
I will help you.
Ó ní èmi yóò ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
He said, "I will hold you by your right hand and I say unto you, I will help you."
Ó ní èmi yóò mú ọ ní ọwọ́ ọ̀tún rẹ̀ dání. Ṣùgbọ́n mo tún ṣe ìlérí fún ọ pé wọ́n ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
There's no way the teacher can say to the student, "I will help you," and the student will fail.
Kò ní fi àkóṣe ṣe kí olùkọ́ ni kó sọ fún akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ rẹ̀ wípé òun ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ kí akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ náà kó sì kùnà.
If the professor is determined to help you, you know you have already passed.
Tí olùkọ́ni ni bá ti pinnu láti ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́, ó ti dá ọ lójú pé ó ti yege dán.
Because even if you wrote down the wrong thing and he marks it right, there's nobody to challenge him.
Tó bá tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ohun tó lòdì ló kọ sílẹ̀, tó sì sọ fún ọ ní máàkì rẹ̀ pé ó gbà á, kò sẹ́nikẹ́ni tó lè sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ pé kí ló ń ṣe.
And the one who say, "I will help you," is the professor of professors.
Ẹni náà tó ti ṣe ìlérí nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wípé òun ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ ni ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n àwọn ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n gbogbo.
When God says you have passed, nobody can say you have failed.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá sọ pé o ti yege, kò sẹ́ni tó lè sọ pé o ti kùnà.
Satan said, "Moses' body belongs to me."
Sàtánì sọ wípé àgọ́ ara Mose jẹ́ ti òun.
He said, "Because it is written, every murderer will go to hell."
Nítorí pé a ti kọ́ wípé ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá pànìyàn ọ̀run àpáàdì ni ó lọ.
The Almighty God said, "I wrote it and I can cancel it."
Ọlọ́run alágbára sọ fún Sàtánì wípé èmi ni mo kọ́, mo sì lè fagilé.
Yes, he was a murderer, but he belongs to me.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni lótìtọ́, apànìyàn ni, ṣùgbọ́n síbẹ̀síbẹ̀ tèmi Ọlọ́run ní ṣe.
The Almighty God is the judge of the whole universe.
Ọlọ́run alágbára ni olùdájọ́ gbogbo àgbáyé.
It doesn't matter how many people have decided that you are going to fail. God says, "I will help you."
Amen. Kò ní fi ṣe bi awon eyan je fowo so wopo to lati ri pe okuna ninu aye olorun so wi pe ohun ran lowo.
In Psalm 62 verse 11
ninu iwe orin David ori keji le ni ogota ise kokola.
Psalm 62 verse 11
iwe orin David ori keji le ni ogota ise kokola.
He said God has spoken once,
o ni olorun soro lekan jojo.
Twice have I heard this,
meji ni mo gbe yi pe
power belongs to God,
pe agbara je ti olorun.
The one who controls power,
eni na to je sakoso agbara,
says
o so wi pe
I will help you.
Amen. Hey,
there's somebody here this morning who will never fail again.
Amen.
If you are the one, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Peter was facing poverty directly.
Jenny, Peter, you don't you
serious poverty.
Oh, she pumped.
Because without fish to sell, there's no other source of income. But because he had that singular encounter with God, he never needed to sell fish again for the rest of his life. And all his needs were supplied. In Philippians 4 verse 19, the Bible says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not just that he will meet a little bit of it, he will provide for all your needs.
He say you cannot yoke pese ni kani shuban yoke pese ni kiku ni fumbogo I ni re.
Beloved,
enyara,
the true meaning of wealth,
ituma oro ni pato,
is that everything you want you have. That you don't have to rack your brain before you spend.
I've
told you of a friend of mine. That when we go to the shop, while I am looking for items on sale, this one is reduced by 10%. No, I don't think I buy that one. This one is reduced by 50%. Okay, I can buy this one. He will be rolling his basket. When he sees this and he likes it, he throws it in. He sees this one, he likes it, he throws it in. Sir, don't you check the price?
He
said, there's no need. From now on, that will be your testimony. He said, my God shall supply all your needs. That means he will provide for your food. He provide for your clothing. He provide for your accommodation. He provide for the school fees of your children.
He
provide for your transportation. And there be a little extra for any other fellow who may come and say, I need help.
Amen. Anfani yo tu wa fun awon ni ajesefu to je pe tani keni ba wa pe ohun pe nkankan o ri fi ile lowo.
Peter was frustrated.
Peteru ri ijakule patapata.
He had worked all night and there was nothing to show for it.
O si jari gbogbo oru ṣugbọn ko si ohun kan to mu wale.
There are some people who have been working in Lagos now for only God knows how many years, and there's nothing to show for it. I used to have a cousin. He's been working in Lagos before I left secondary school. He will come home once a year. In Christmas.
ni akoko odun,
and everything will be shining about him.
Gbogbo nkan yo se ma dan mara mara kakiri.
We didn't know he was borrowing the clothes.
Ah mo yi pe aso ti aya wa lati ju Eko lo nbe wo ni abule wa.
Come and settle down at home.
Jowo wa kale wa bi di kale nile.
One day he said,
ni aja kan so yi pe,
settle with what? There's nothing. There are many people who are frustrated.
We're
working so hard, there's nothing to show for it. Because Peter had that singular encounter with God. All his frustrations ended in one day. And somebody here this morning, because you are here, in that name that's above every other name, you will never know frustration again.
Amen.
Why? Because Colossians 1:27 says Christ in you the hope of glory.
Only Christ in you, right?
Not Christ in you the hope of frustration. Not Christ in you the hope of defeat. Not Christ in you the hope of reproach. Is Christ in you the hope of glory?
Oh no, the
Almighty God says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Tell your neighbor, my tomorrow is going to be alright. You better say it as if you believe it. Peter made fruitless efforts. Several fruitless efforts. In other words, you could even call him barren. Because he tried again and tried again and tried again and everything just kept on failing. But he had an encounter, one single encounter with God. And from that day onward, every effort he made produced results. In John 15 verse 5, Jesus Christ said,
yes, it is,
abide, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will bear much fruit. In that name that's above every other name, you will no longer make fruitless efforts.
Amen.
No more fruitless efforts. He threw only one net. The man who had been throwing nets upon nets the night before. One net now. One effort now. And there was so much blessing that he needed the neighbor to help him. And some of us who have tried this, it has failed. We have tried that, it has failed. We have tried this, it has failed. I decree, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your next effort will bring in so much blessing. You will need your neighbors to help you carry the
blessing.
And then he was worried. He was anxious. And I don't blame him. If I were in his shoes, I would have been worried.
Nobody grows younger. Everybody is growing older. Everybody is always thinking of what will happen when I'm old. When I'm retired. When the children are gone. What's going to happen? Particularly when in the time of youth, when you are supposed to build up, there's nothing to build upon. Good news for you. Just as Peter had one encounter with God, and all his anxieties ended, this morning you have an encounter with God. And your worries will end.
Amen.
David said,
David is
in Psalm 37,
only David,
verse 25. Psalm 37, verse 25.
Only David,
he said, I was young. Now I am old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken. Nor you see the begging bread. As long as you are in link with Jesus Christ. And you are totally surrendered to him. There's no way that he will now desert you in your old age. Now, Father, I have good news for somebody here today. Your children will never beg.
Amen.
Maybe I should repeat that one. Because some of you didn't know how important that one is. I say your children will never beg.
Amen.
For you to know the importance of that, I
will
give you the example of woman. Don't let me mention the name of the town. This man built a house. Two-story building. Beautiful house. Many rooms. Wonderful house. You can't pass through the town without turning in that direction. But he refused to surrender his life to Jesus. Because there was plenty of money. The children were living like they liked. Because there was plenty of money. One way or the other, a sickness setting, the old man spent everything he had before he died. The children removed the window glasses one by one and sold them to feed.
That's
after they sold all the furniture. And when there was nothing more to sell, they removed the iron roofing sheet.
Once it's not too bad, no really.
I sold that one too.
Want to tie it back on?
And they couldn't sell the blocks.
Once they re block it, are later.
And then they began begging before they could eat.
Once you see it, or again, go to the game.
I pray one more for you.
More bad, like as if you.
Your children will never beg for bread.
Amen. I'm on you, this I go down.
And then, how come Peter had this encounter with God? Because there were two ships.
And
Jesus entered into the one that belonged to Simon. It was not Peter who invited him in. It was Jesus who chose. What was it that he saw in Peter that he chose him? Number one, because he knows the end from the beginning. He knew that Peter would not refuse to surrender his boat. Number two, he knows that when he comes into the boat of Peter, Peter will not treat him as a tenant. He will treat him as the landlord. When Jesus said, launch into the deep, cast your net, Peter said, sir,
Oga,
there's no fish in this river today. But sir, at your word. In other words, you are the commander. Whatever you say, that's what I will do. He knew that this is somebody who will obey him to the letter. Who is it that will have an encounter with God today? It is someone who will say, speak, O Lord, thy servant heareth. Whatever you ask me to do, that's what I will do. You want me to tell the whole world about you? I will tell them. You want me to witness? I will witness. You want me to bring others to you? I will do so. When you ask me to pray, I will pray. When you ask me to fast, I will fast. When you ask me to sit down, I will sit down. When you ask me to stand up, I will stand up. Anything you ask me to do, I will do it. Number three, when Peter brought all the fish to the ground, to the shore, the Bible says he left all and followed Jesus. The Almighty God has said it again and again. I have no problem prospering people. What do you need that I don't have in abundance? How many billions do you need?
Billion
if the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. He said the only problem he has is that he's looking for treasurers. He's looking for someone who will receive the money from him and spend it for him. But what he sees is those who will receive the money from him and keep it to themselves. Do you know what God, one day God told me that asking you to pay your tithe is a test?
That is so fun. I want me near. We pay a mass sign. That's why you get down with a lot of dollar.
Only a test.
Pay a down rank penny.
Because as far as he's concerned, anything he wants to do, he knows how to do it.
Pay any party one lot. There
are many of us today who are sitting on chairs that we didn't buy. Some of us are sitting here comfortably worshiping in an auditorium we did not build. Some of
Now the same God can provide for every other need of his churches all over the world. So when he says, be my partner, it is an ordinary test. Many of us are like little children. We give them a cake. And they say, hey, my dear, give me a little out of your cake. And he puts his hand behind his back. Now you gave him to start with. The back where he's hiding the thing, you can see it there. And you can hold him all with his hand, everything with one hand. You can pin him down and take the cake
away.
And many a times when you say, give me a little of that cake, and the child sends, stretches for the cake towards you. Is it that you want to eat the cake? No, you pat the boy on the head and say, ah, good boy.
And
you take note. This is somebody who needs more of my blessing. How many of you will have an encounter with God this morning? How many of you are willing to do his will? How many of you are willing to be his treasurer? Let's stand on our feet. There are some of us here who are not even yet born again. You have not even surrendered your life to Jesus. Talk less of surrendering your money, your blessings to him. He took the boat of Peter first. He wants you to surrender the boat of your life to him. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come now. He will save your soul. We don't have much time. So if you want to come, you come. If you don't want to come, stay. The rest of us, let's talk to the Almighty God.
Say,
Father, you are looking for a treasurer. I am here. Anything you want me to do, I will do it. I will be your treasurer. Make me one of your treasurers. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and talk to him. Those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, talk to the Almighty God, ask him to save your soul. Say, Lord, I am here, save my soul. Take over my life, oh Lord. Take over my life. I will serve you from now on. Forgive all my sins. And I will serve you. I will serve you with all my heart. I will serve you wholeheartedly. I will serve you for the rest of my life. Please, Lord, save my soul. Forgive all my sins. Take over my life, Lord. And be my Lord, be my Savior. Control my life from now on. It's no longer mine. I surrender it to you. Save my soul, O Lord. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Talk to him for another 1 minute, and then I pray for your salvation. And if there's anyone still there who needs to be born again and you are not, you better come quickly now, because I'm about to pray. Thank you, Almighty God, Savior of mankind. Save the souls of your children. Be merciful unto them. Let all be well. Let all be well. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we want to thank you for your word.
We
want to give you all glory and honor for those who have come forward this morning. You promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They've come to you now. Receive them in Jesus' name. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls today and write their names in the book of life. And from now on, Father, let them serve you till the end. Whatever they ask from you from now on, do it for them, Lord. And in your kingdom, don't let them be found wanting. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's remain in an attitude of prayer. And I want you to pray with all your heart. And say, Father, today in particular, let me have a special encounter with you that will change my life completely. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father,
Baba,
this day in particular, let me have an encounter with you that will change my life completely. Completely. That will change my failure to success. That will change my poverty to prosperity. That will put an end to frustration in my life. That will put an end to anxiety of any type in my life. Lord God Almighty, let there be a dramatic change for the better in my life today. Let there be no more fruitless effort in my life. Let there be no more fruitless efforts in my life. Thank you, Father. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory be to the Lord.
I'll ask him for whatever you want.
Tell
him for 2 minutes. Thank you, Lord. May your name forever be glorified. Just let your name be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. And let's begin to bring our prayers to a close.
Thank you. Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, once again we want to thank you.
Baba,
because we know you always answer our prayers. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, you promised that you will help us. Everybody here this morning, help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
From the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from heaven above, send help to us in Jesus. Your children were here this morning. Don't let them ever fail again. Anything called poverty, in any form whatsoever, let it become a stranger to us. Father,
Baba,
whatever could cause frustration in the lives of any of us here this morning, banish it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every fruitless effort, cancel them in
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
From now on, whatever your children will touch, let it prosper. My Lord and my Savior,
Baba, me at you,
anything that could cause sorrow, drive it far away from us.
Amen.
Bless the offering of your children. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. Those who had given this money, don't let them ever borrow again. Don't let their children beg for bread. In that name that's above every other name, I hereby decree every one of you and the families who represent, it will be well with you. The rest of the year will only bring you glory in Jesus'
name.
Any form of tragedy left in this year,
oh yeah,
will not come near your family.
Amen.
You enter the new year with joy.
Amen.
You will spend the new year with joy.
Amen.
All your requests of this morning, before the sun sets today, shall become testimonies. So shall it be. And you will serve the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864, or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Eric Moore Close, off Eric Moore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.